Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sydney and Anastasia with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Welcome to Happy Hour. In local news, the Incognito Art Show is making its debut in Brisbane, allowing people to purchase pieces from major artists for $100. The art exhibit highlights objectivity and the message of beauty and worth is in the eye of the beholder, as all items are on sale for just $100, whether or not the artist is famous or an amateur. The exhibition is expected to have over 1,200 A5 works from artists all over Australia, and profits of this exposition will be donated to organizations supporting artists with disabilities.
In more local news, the World Cup might be over, but the excitement is still here in Brisbane. Australia will host the Over 70s Football World Cup in Cleveland, Brisbane this October, with the tournament also featuring Over 75s in the world's first Over 80s competition. Around 90 Australian players, known as the Oldie Roos, will take on teams from England, Wales, Germany, Japan and the United States. Founder Keith Pearce says the competition has no support from Football Australia, with insurance companies reluctant to cover athletes over 60s. Goalkeeper Tony Mott says age won't stop him, saying, "I've been thinking I'm too old for this since I'm 48. I'm now 70 and I'm still here."
In national news, sightings of giant earthworms in South Australia could lead to the discovery of new species. Insect ecologist Christian Messenger has spent over the last 30 years tracking these sightings, with some almost 2 meters in length. CSIRO scientist and environmental consultant Jeff Dean identified a new species of giant earthworm back in 2021 and states, quote, "The 2 meter one would be certainly a new species," end quote. Recognizing a new species involves research and the publication of a scientific paper. In more national news, a major transformation is underway in Australia's coal capital as the Hunter region shifts from coal-fired power to renewable energy. 8 battery projects as well as 8 more solar and wind projects have been approved, with construction commencing across Muswell Brook, Lake Macquarie, Newcastle City, Singleton, Port Stephens, and Central Coast. Muswell Brook Mayor and former coal miner Jeffrey Drayton acknowledged the shift, stating that, quote, "The interest from industries moving to town has been probably something 12 months ago that I couldn't have imagined," end quote. Though 3 more coal-fired power stations in the region are set to close in the next 15 years, coal remains a major driving force in the Hunter region for now, with 21 coal mines still in operation.
In international news, an unusual-looking raccoon was spotted in Seattle, caught on film, and has now amassed a massive digital following. The raccoon, unnamed Jimothy, was filmed by Kiana Hall, darting up to a set of stairs, racking up nearly 7 million views on Instagram. Jimothy's appearance has been attributed to short spine syndrome, an ultra-rare congenital deformity that severely shortens the spine and prevents the head from turning left and right. Despite short spine syndrome causing a wide range of complications, Associate Professor of Washington State University's Veterinary Teaching Hospital, Marcy Logston, says that Jimothy's spry, energetic nature shows he was coping well in the wild. And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and windy. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.